Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 1st. The grains closed lower with July corn down a penny and a half, closing at 370 and a half. July beans down 3¾ cents, closing at 912 and a quarter. And July wheat down a quarter of a cent, closing at 429. Grains under pressure today. Funds, pretty good sellers most of the day. The interesting thing, I think, today was the fact that the wheat was able to rally, and we broke 8 cents, rallied 8 cents, and finished right on our highs. So it's a spike up on the charts. Kind of looks like a little bit of a tail here that could push us to higher prices. Minneapolis wheat was up almost 7 cents. So, you know, again, I still am in the camp that the wheat yields aren't going to be as good, that there's damage out here, and the farther north that the harvest moves, the worse things are going to get. Now, we're just starting in the harvest. We've seen some really poor quality wheat, some decent yields, but poor quality. And we've seen, you know, a lot of mess out there. But the market doesn't seem to think it's enough to make a big difference in the total wheat stocks around the world. But I think as time goes on here over the next couple of weeks, this wheat market might develop its own story. Same with the corn. We were a penny and a half lower here today. We were like 4 cents, 3 to 4 cents off the lows. Again, not bad action considering where we were at about 11 o'clock out here. Again, with the crop ratings as poor as they are, cool, wet weather here for another week. I just don't see that the corn's in great shape. The replanted acres is a big question mark. I believe it's a big number out here. There's still some question whether it's actually going to get in. So, you know, when it's all said and done, with the funds as short as they are, I just don't want to be short corn down here. I think that could really, really turn around and bite them, but they certainly seem to be willing to sell rallies. We're a good 10 cents away in July corn from getting a technical buy signal. We're 12 cents away in the December corn from getting that buy signal. We're 10 cents, 11 cents away in wheat. So we've got to do some work to get the funds really a little concerned in here. But hopefully we can see that get done here in the next couple of weeks. If not, as I've been saying, you know, June could be a tough month here. If we have a bad close tomorrow, then I think we're in for a tough 30 days in here until we get to the acres reports. I think once we see the acres reports and see what the summer weather is going to be like, that's maybe when we can rally this thing. I'm hoping to see that rally first, but so far there's no indication that the funds are interested in covering anything out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. We will get the export sales in the morning. They should be fairly decent numbers. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.